Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cody Till with Championship Bull Riding, and join us here on Monday with Cutting Up Radio.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us right here on Cutting Up Radio for CBR Mondays. We have a great show ahead. Joining me is my co-host each and every Monday, Ms. Cicely Cross. Hi, Cicely.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you on this wonderful Monday?
It is good. I am loving the cooler weather here in Texas. It is nice.
Has the rain stopped?
Yes, no rain, and it's beautiful today. It's good fall football weather.
Yay. Well, and you know, I bet it's just as nice where our special guest this evening is. And Cooper Davis, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations. I'm doing fantastic. Number one, we've got to congratulate you on your win in New Braunfels a week ago. We talked about it a little on the show last week, so congratulations on that win. But, you know, this past weekend was the first annual David Weiser Memorial Bull Riding, and you walked away with the wonderful buckle. And I know that win was incredible for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. The David Weiser Memorial, it's a pretty cool thing to win, being that me and him were so close, and it's a pretty emotional event for me, but he taught me a lot and how to ride, and so being there and winning, it is definitely a cool thing.
Right.
And so Cooper's going to be short on his little scenario about this, so I'll go into detail about it. Cooper, actually, his mom had sent us the steering committee that was actually producing the event. And just a little short rundown about the event for people who don't know, David Weiser was with Lufkin Ranch and Rodeo, had been around CBR, PBR, you know, basically had Weiser Arena there right outside of Lufkin and had a ministry in itself at his arena, bringing kids up, teaching them how to ride. I mean, he, you know, was just kind of long history. Anyway, long story short, he was hit head on and his, you know, vehicle pulling the bulls blew up. Actually, it did not injure the bulls, but anyway, it killed David back in March. And anyway, Chuck and Patty Griffith with Lufkin Ranch and Rodeo wanted to give back to, in memorial of David Weiser, something, you know, that was positive. And David was always very good with kids and trying to teach them. So we, numerous ones of us that have been in and around David and were friends with David, volunteered all our time. None of the stock contractors charged any stock charges for them to bring their bulls. None of the workers, you know, charged Chuck anything to produce the event as far as, you know, paying employees to work. We all dedicated our own time back to this event. The money for the event that was raised, including the sponsors and the tickets that were sold, went to two separate funds, the Cowboy Church Fund that David went to and a scholarship fund, which will be funded for at least 15 years with the Region 5 Texas High School Rodeo Association. So, all in all, looking at everything today, I think it was somewhere right around $55,000 that was made for that event that was given back to those two funds. But anyway, long story short, Cooper, it's kind of a little surreal moment for him because his mom had emailed us a video of when he went to ride at David Weiser's arena when he was 6 years old on a sheep. With Chris Rankin, our announcer, announcing. And actually, when Chris saw the video, he was so embarrassed. He goes, "Oh, my gosh, please don't say that was me announcing." And we all just started laughing. anyway, and so Cooper didn't know. And so the video was shown right after his first ride. And he actually rode his first bull, made it to the short round. And it came down to the very end. And Cooper was, I believe, were you the only one that rode two? Or was there two of y'all that rode two?
I think
you were. Yeah, he was the only guy to ride two bulls and won the event. So they ended up replaying the video over again. So, I mean, it was just an awesome event, you know, one for great cause. once again. Cooper won. New Bronze was back early in May. That was for the Western Wishes Foundation. Turned around and donated part of his prize money check back to the Western Wishes Foundation. And there again Saturday night, he won and turned around and donated money that he won out of his pocket back to the David Wiser Memorial Fund. Cooper was also a Region 5 high school rodeo guy. So he knows what it means for those people to, you know, those kids to get scholarships, maybe for some of the less fortunate that don't have the money to go to college. And so, I mean, you know, he would not tell that on himself. So I just wanted everybody to know what kind of guy Cooper is, because not only once have I seen him do that, but twice I've been secretary at an event and he's turned around and done that. And, you know, that's saying a lot for a bull rider to turn around and do that. You know, out of the money that they've won, you know, making it hard down the road to turn around and get part of the proceeds back to the fund. So I just wanted everybody to realize what type of guy we're dealing with here on the phone, you know,
right.
and what a great guy he is. I brag on him all the time. So,
and, hey, his mom, Kim, is the biggest fan. I'm telling you, she is so proud of her son, and it's pretty amazing, you know, to have that much support in Nick Cooper.
Yes, ma'am. My mom, she's behind me 100%, and it's good to have people that they're. She's definitely pretty inspirational about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, another thing is, I'm so glad that you are able to speak about this, because there are so many athletes that come on our show that really look back at the stock contractors and those that bring the stock and you know, how you guys really have an amazing relationship with these guys, and, you know, sharing your relationship with Mr. Wiser and how he helped you achieve goals that you had set for yourself at a young age. I mean, 6 years old. You know, how incredible is that? And then to know now, I guess we won't ask your age. It'll make us feel old. But anyway, now that you've grown up, you know, you look back and you start thinking, you know, that's pretty awesome, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, it's definitely an honor to be able to have the memories me and Mr. David had together. And he's taught me so much, and just not in bull riding, but how to be a better person, and just how to deal with kids. And he's done a lot for everybody. And it's just good that they could give something back in his name for what he's done.
Awesome. Now, Cicely, the Lufkin Ranch named a bull after David, didn't they, as well?
David Shrink, yes, they did. And actually, Saturday night, I can't remember which Brazilian it was, but one of them rode that bull at the PBR event for, I think, 86.5, actually during our event, because Tammy Webster was there with Bull Riding Fan Connection and came up and she said, look at that. How awesome is that, that, you know, that bull bucked and somebody rode him on the night that we're here honoring him. So, yes, they did.
Oh, that gave me chills. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, you know, Cooper, there's times and moments like this that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, you know, and I think that's what's incredible about being an athlete. You know, there are wins that are going to mean so much to you, and there's going to be wins that are going to mean the world to you. You know what I mean? And I think this one will definitely go down in the books as one of your greatest accomplishments, and we want to congratulate you, and we know that you have many more goals set to be a world champion, and we know that David is going to be looking over you while you go on that journey. So congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot.
And he will, because it's one, you know, I've been around this business a long time, and you can just kind of put your finger on those that, you know, have that special little something that you know is going to excel well, that, you know, they don't have a problem, you know, in front of, you know, people and fans and sign autographs and kids and, you know, not only their riding ability, but that extra effort that they put out. And
right.
Cooper's not very old and hasn't been on the regular full professional rodeo scene yet. I know he's going, but he hasn't. And he is one of those that, I mean, I have no doubt, you mark it down, we will be talking to him, or somebody will one day, about him being a world champion, because he's just got the whole package. And I call on him quite a bit. That's what I called him, texted him yesterday. Okay, it's time to do the radio show this week.
Well, and also, Cooper, you know, you travel with Josh Barentine and some really good guys. Tell us a little bit about how they've influenced your writing abilities as well.
It's Josh, and I rodeo with Josh and Clayton Fulton, and just try to surround myself with good people, because
right.
If you're around good people, you're gonna be a good person. And just rodeoing with them, they teach me, you know, how to enter and where to go, and just try to set a good example for me, so I can set a good example for somebody else. And,
right.
It really helps going with people that have been doing it for a while and can show you things.
Mhm. Exactly. Now tell me one thing that Clayton Fulton has given you as far as advice that you use each time.
Probably just don't think. Just do it, and just try not to think too much about what you're doing and have fun.
Well, that is great advice. I mean, do you really have time to think?
No, ma'am.
You know,
the more you
like,
think, the worse it goes.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So what do you do? I mean, you know, when you're getting ready for the bull and you hear your name as far as being the next one up, what is going through your mind at that time?
I'll just say a prayer and get ready and just have fun.
Right.
Trying
and
not
how
to put too much pressure.
To you?
Ma'am?
How important is prayer to you as an athlete?
I wouldn't feel right if I couldn't say a prayer before I got on. I mean, it's definitely, I'm a very religious person, and there's just no way that I could get on a bull without saying a prayer and know God's there to help me out.
That's right. We agree. We don't agree.
I agree. And you will not come to a CBR event without a prayer.
That's right.
Because
right.
Let me tell you what, I was just going to say, at all of our students' events, at these Horizon events, I'm not there all the time, don't have time to gather them up sometimes, but at every Cinch event before we have an event, we are everyone in that locker room, I'm talking every bull rider in there, saying a prayer before that event. And then during our opening, there's a prayer. So you will not see that go away at our event.
Yeah. And I think we need to start having a prayer every radio show just to get our point across, too, because we totally believe in prayer. And I got to tell you, this week, and we'll get more into details, but this week has been very challenging for so many. We are praying for our CBR bull rider. Many of you know Cody, who got hurt this weekend at the David Wisner Memorial bull riding. Also, we lost Rex Dunn, who is a legend bullfighter. And, you know, it's just so sad that it just seems like when things happen, it happens in, you know, twos and threes. It's just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And so our thoughts and prayers go out to each and every one of them and their families because, you know, it's got to be tough just going through, you know, the ups and downs of whatever. And, you know, they're in our thoughts and prayers. And in the CBR, you guys totally rock. I know yesterday when we were posting stuff and I was getting messages, everybody's wanting to help. It's the family, the CBR family, the rodeo family. It's just absolutely amazing with prayer. The power of prayer is so amazing. It's unreal. And I got to tell you, to get messages from all these fans are like, what can we do? I mean, they're ready to help right now, you know? And
yeah,
I'm just like,
I know.
And I want everybody to know that the CBR will have something. They always do. They always create things to help others at other associations every time. So no matter what, it's going to happen. It's just going to take a couple of days to get it all figured out, and then something will be announced. So I want everybody to know that your prayers are so amazing, and we appreciate those, and continue those. And more details will come with whatever's going to happen as far as, you know, the
right.
different organizations
and
coming together to help
families. You know, social media is so huge. That's because I keep telling all these bull riders all the time, okay, you need to get you, you know, a Facebook or Twitter page, because, I mean, it's so crazy that the outreach of the social media and social network. And, you know, I've been on the phone with Cody's dad every day, and, you know, I was actually there and was at the hospital with him when they transferred him and this and that and the other. And you know, before his family got there, and his dad, last night when I was on the phone with him, that's what he told me. He says, I just want to tell you thank you so much for, you know, all of the messages and the info. He is like, we are reading every one of them. And he said, I know, you know, when he comes out of this coma that he's going to read every one of these messages. And he said, y'all just don't know how much that means, you know, to us. And I know it does. And, you know, whether people know it or not, you know, I mean, just the simple things of a, you know, of a message to say, hey, I'm thinking and praying about you, you know, means a lot to people. And I just want to say thanks to all the ones who have put positive messages up and you know, for him. And hopefully he will come out of it. He's, you know, about the same, no worse. The CAT scan today looked a hair bit better than it did. There's no more bleeding on the brain, and they're trying to wean him off the vent. So, anyway, just continue prayers for him and his family. It's going to be a long road to recovery. But I keep telling him, I know how tough Cody is, and I know that it may just be all of a sudden he just wakes up and hops up and is like, okay, I'm ready to go. So,
yeah. And so, that's how it works, you know. I want everybody to know, you know. It's one of those things, when you're induced in an induced coma, they have you sedated with, like, no telling what, mostly morphine. But, you know, they said that he was making hand movements and doing some things. So that's usually how it works. But they have to keep him like that so that they do not allow the brain to swell. And so it's one of those things, you know, that it's a medical terminology, which probably 100% of us probably wouldn't understand anyway.
Right.
But, you know, anyway, it's just a means of protecting him right now. Slow progress like this is normal. You don't want to rush this type of progress because it can, you know, be devastating. So slow progress, and it's going to be days and days and days. But over the days, you'll see improvement on each day, you know, and
That's right.
Continue to pray and put it in God's hands.
Lots of prayers and positive thoughts and positive comments. And,
and keep it all going.
That's right.
Well, and also, I want to thank also the amazing people that put the David Wiser Memorial Bull Riding together. As you mentioned earlier, Cicely, the bull riders that came out to be a part of that, but also the stock contractors and those like Mary Ramos and several of you guys that helped bring it all together. And Cicely, you're right in the midst of that, little Missy. You're always in the things like that. A big part of being a part of the team. You're a team player. So, again, we want to thank everybody that made that such an amazing success. And seeing his two children there was pretty amazing. I know they were proud that their father was being recognized for all the amazing things. And he's an amazing asset to the sport, you know. And so thank you to everybody, all the fans that came out to support that as well.
Yep, it's great.
Okay, so, you know, one thing about bull riding is you just never know what's going to happen. You never know what kind of bull you're going to pull or, I guess, draw. Is that what it is?
You draw, yes.
But speaking of that, Cooper, what do you do and how do you prepare for the bulls that you do draw that you don't really know a lot about? Do you go straight for the stock contractor and ask him what the bull's going to do, or do you just get on and just pray for the best?
Most of the time you can ask the stock contractor and maybe get a little bit of an idea, but I think the less you know about the bull, the more you're just going to ride him jump for jump and not really try to beat him, I guess, would be the way to say it. But just try to match his move and not try to beat him around the corner or be too fast on your moves.
Right. Now, if you weren't a bull rider, what would you be?
I don't know. I never really thought about it. But I don't know. Hopefully some kind of an athlete. Probably and when I get done bull riding, I might be a cowboy minister or something like that, and kind of try to give back to what the sport's done for me. But
so tell us, What has the sport done for you?
It's kind of helped me find myself, and really has brought me to a closer relationship with God and church. And, you know, there's no way that you can get on a bull and not be ready for the end. You know, you never know when that might be. And you just need to be ready when it happens, and you can't be ready partying and having all that going on at the time. So you just kind of need to be ready and be a better Christian the way it's done for me.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, anytime I talk about bull riding, they're just like, oh, all those guys do is dream about getting on a bull, get drunk, and then not find their way home. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Is that really what you think bull riding is all about? It's more than that, because I know several bull riders that don't drink. And it's so hilarious. It's like I'm trying to tell someone about a bull rider, and it's like, hello?
Sisley,
what would you say about that?
I disagree with that totally, because I know I've been, you know, around too many of them, and I can start naming ones off that, you know, are, you know, very Christian, you know, athletes. I mean, that preach the word at every event, that don't go out and drink and party and smoke and whatever. So I mean, I disagree with that. I mean, even in any event, I mean, in your bareback ride and your saddle bronc ride and your bull ride and your barrel ride and your calf rope and timber, but I mean, all of them, there are those guys that stand out that you know without a doubt that they are, you know, there as, you know, to minister to others and, you know, also, I mean, as a contestant. So I disagree with that. There is always perception of the cowboy, which is wild party, like you said, stay out and drink, you know, chase women, da 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 da. And I'm not saying that a lot of them don't do that, because they do, but it's you can't assume that everyone does that, because they don't.
Exactly. And I think the movie 8 Seconds kind of gave people that perceivedness, as well as
right.
That every, you know, when a movie comes out, everybody perceives that every bull rider is like that. And, you know, I just want to announce that they're not all like that. And I know that there's been fan questions that's come into to me that have asked, you know, why do associations support after parties after each event? And I think it's more about just connecting with the community more than it is the party inside of it, because I've really never seen bull riders get drunk and stumbling around after one of those parties. Either I'm a early leaver, or I just never seen that. But again, you know, I really want people to see that and know that perceivedness of the drunken cowboy is just not realistic in most cases. So
yeah.
Go to a CBR event and see for yourself.
That's right.
Now, Cooper, tell us, you know, for fans out there that are listening, why should they attend a live CBR event from you and an athlete's view?
Well, I don't think you get the full effect just watching it on TV. And, you know, when you go there, you're going to have chill bumps, and it's going to be, you know, it's loud, and it's quite an experience just getting to be there. And definitely have. So.
Oh, we lost you there, Cooper.
Hello?
Hello. Okay, what did you say, being there?
I don't have real good service right now. But
that's okay.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience getting to go and see all the lights and the bulls. I mean, it's a one of a kind deal, and I think it's the best bull riding's going right now, for sure. I mean, it's good for the cowboys, it's good for the fans, it's good for everybody that gets to see it, and I think it's just a cool deal getting to see.
That's right, and we are so excited, because for 2013, here on Cutting Up Radio during our CBR radio shows, we will be giving away tickets to each event, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Yay! I've been waiting on this moment, Sisley. So I finally get to tell everybody.
Yay!
That the tickets will be given away each radio show, so we are very excited about that. Now, I also want to, we had a great question that we're going to start asking each of you bull riders when you come on. If there was one rule that could be changed in bull riding, what would it be and why?
Let's see, one rule. I don't know, I'd say slapping a bull, like an unintentional slap. I don't know if that should count. Like if you have to push off a bull and sit back up, I can understand. But like if a bull comes up and you slap him, that might be one rule that should change as far as not getting a score for.
Very cool. Well, last week we heard that we wish it was a 6-second instead of an 8-second rule. And we had to all laugh at that one. That was pretty awesome. But yeah. Well, Cooper, tell us who your sponsors are.
I don't have any sponsors right now, but it'd sure be nice to get one or anything would be nice.
Now, for sponsors listening out there, what could you as an athlete provide to them in promoting their product? And let me just throw this in there. What product would you love?
I'd love to be a endorsed or anything by Cinch. I mean, that'd probably be one of the biggest and coolest things for me. I feel like I could present them in a good way and just, you know, show everybody their stuff. And I think it'd be pretty cool having them as a sponsor because they're a CBR sponsor as well.
Absolutely.
That's right. Any sponsor listening, better sign him up because he's going to be on TV a lot this year.
That's right.
That's right.
You have been winning, so absolutely. Now, Cooper, you compete in the Horizon Series as well as the CBR Tour as well. Tell us, how convenient is that for you guys to be able to have that opportunity to win at other, events? That's pretty awesome.
Yes, ma'am. It's cool having a chance to win pretty much every weekend of the year. And one of the Horizon events, they're getting you ready for the bigger events you go to, and they're kind of getting your confidence built up for when you get your chance to ride for the big money, you can do it and not really have all the pressure, and you can just go have fun and do what you know how to do.
Right, exactly. Now, tell us, what do you think about the new format for the CBR at the Cinch level events?
I think the format is going to be good for it. It's definitely one of a kind, but for the bull riders, it's probably the best thing that could have happened. And definitely to be made, and you get paid just to stay on, so that's always a plus.
Right.
So whether you're 50 cool. points or 80 points, you're getting a check somehow.
That's right. And money is everything in this industry when you're at an event and working your butt off, isn't it? Because you don't want to leave empty-handed.
Well, it definitely helps out.
Right.
That's for sure.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Cooper, in everything that you do, and safe travels down the road to another winning. And where are you up next at?
I go to a few pro rodeos in Seguin and Belleville, and maybe Liberty will be the next CBR event I go to.
Well, best of luck. My hometown is Belleville. Woohoo!
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, good luck. Hope you win that one. Hope you win all three, and then you can come back on here and tell us about it.
That sounds like a good deal.
All right, Cooper. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Cutting Up Radio for CBR Mondays. You have a great evening.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all too.
Thanks,
okay,
Cooper.
Bye-bye. All righty, Cicely. So we are wrapping up the CBR news this week. What is happening?
Well, we are just crazy busy with Horizon events still going.
Right.
And, Lufkin was just an open event. But a lot of the CBR guys are there. This weekend, we've got the Freckles Brown Memorial event, which is in Hugo, Oklahoma, this Saturday night. John Harrison and Sammy Andrews and all their crew will be sitting on that event there. And then, I think J.W. Harris and Josh Barentine, so two world champions scheduled to compete there.
at that event. And then next Wednesday on the 17th, we will be in Liberty, Texas for our midweek Wednesday event. And then after that, we go to Bay City the very next weekend. And then several events coming up after that. Thibodaux, Louisiana, which actually funds the Breast Cancer Susan G. Komen Foundation. For that, we've got Jacksonville, Texas coming up. We've got Wichita Falls coming up. So several Horizon events, Mansfield, Texas coming up, which is right south of Fort Worth. Lots of Horizon events going on through until the first or second week of November. And then we will break, obviously, for all of our guys who have made NFR and all of us that who will be out in Las Vegas during NFR doing promos and all that kind of good stuff. And then everybody can enjoy Christmas, and it's only a couple of weeks, and we start back. We will release our schedule soon, but our first event will be, I will release that date, will be January 12th in Bossier City, Louisiana at Century Tel Center. So that is our first event that kicks off. So that'll be, I won't give any more schedule away, but that'll be our first Cinch event back after the new year starts. So lots of things going on with this Horizon events and promos and this and that and the other. So we're just gearing up, getting ready for holidays and get ready to kick the new year off with a bang. So,
yeah, it's going to be exciting. And tell Sammy hello. I'm so excited that he's going to be at the CBR event. Such a great guy, and we admire him. Well, I just want to also remind all of our fans to make sure you check out the CBR website for more of the schedule and all that good stuff, and to book your hotel rooms and all that. I think all that information is on there. So make sure you check that out at CBRBull.com.
That's right. And just check our CBR Facebook if you're on Facebook, Twitter, or our website at CBRBull.com. We've got merchandise on sale, great things for Christmas coming up. And also, too, we you know, are obviously updating right now daily on Cody's Hollum, our CBR Bullfighter status, along with all these Horizon events, scores, results, and anything that's happening going on, including, coming up and coming things going on with CBR. So Facebook is probably the best place because it is updated daily and more accurate. And then the website has, more in-depth detail. But just want to remind everybody to stay tuned on all those social media networks. And, once again, thanks to you guys at Cutting Up Radio for always turning around and reposting and keeping the fans up to date on the latest and greatest of all the news, too. I can't say enough to you guys for doing that. Thanks for that.
Well, absolutely. That's what we do, is promote who is doing amazing things, and that's you guys. So we appreciate everything that the CBR does, and you especially, Miss Cicely. You're always hands-on everything, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you. So than that, I don't really have any other injury updates. We'll try to keep everybody up, up and posted to the minute on Cody's, injuries, and hopefully him, he'll be coming out of a coma soon, and I think he's going to be fine once he does, wake up and everything's good. May just be, a few months of sitting at home to let his, the swelling in his brain go down. But as far as any other injuries, everything looks great with him. And we'll be back on next week and have somebody on next week to see who, leading up to NFR time, we'll have definitely, I'll have J.W. on and Artie and Cody Teal and probably Trey Bitt and some of those guys on leading up to NFR time starting the next few weeks, trying to hear, what their vision is for the new year and, them preparing, getting ready to go into NFR time. So
that's right. It's going to be exciting.
That's
well,
right.
I want to thank you again, Cicely, and we appreciate everything, and we'll see you next Monday right here.
You're
on
welcome,
CBR Monday on Cutting Up Radio.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great week.
You too, hon. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. And that is going to wrap it up for us tonight here on Cutting Up Radio for CBR Mondays. I want to make sure that you all check out our Facebook pages at Cutting Up Radio and also the CBR. Also, I want to make sure that you guys like the Facebook page that has been set up for Cody for prayers and his reports and all that good stuff as well. If you want to go to Facebook and log on to his Facebook page there, all the details are given. Also, we'll try to keep you up to date as well, but it's prayers and support for Cody Holmes. So make sure you go check that out. It has been amazing because the page just got started yesterday and there's already over 5,000, almost 5,500 likes. So that's amazing. You guys totally rock. We're so proud to have friends like you listening to Cutting Up Radio and supporting the amazing athletes as well. We have lots more going on, and will be released next week here on Cutting Up Radio. It's phenomenal news. We're going to be releasing just in time for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, and we look forward to having you all join us again. We will be giving away NFR tickets and counting down 60 days away for the National Finals Rodeo, so we're really excited about that. So thanks again for joining us this evening here on Cutting Up Radio with Cooper Davis, Cicely, and I. We want to thank you all for your support, and we will we'll be talking more next Monday right here for CBR Monday. Have a great evening. We're going to close out the show with Jason Aldean with Church Pew or Barstool. I think you can learn from this song. Good night, everyone.
Not a whole lot going on. A small town Friday night. Revving up at a red light. On your mark, get set, go. Half a mom and pop restaurant. Same four trucks parked out front. I guess you gotta make your own fun when you're stuck in a place that's slow. There's only two means of salvation around here that seem to work. Whiskey or the Bible, a shot glass or a Bible. When you don't seem to run on either side of the fence, people act like you don't make sense. Big town dreams that I've been chasing will never come true if I wind up staying. And I don't want to fall in the same rut. Everybody here seems to be stuck in now. Why do I hang around in this church pew or Barstool kind of town? I'm like that AM station that never comes in right. Till you pass the city limits sign, that's the only time it all gets clear. It's crystal clear that I just need to find a place where there is no lines. Nothing like it is around here. Some place where it don't feel like this world revolves around. Whiskey or the Bible. I wind up staying, and I don't want to fall in the same rut that everybody here seems to be stuck in now. Why do I hang around in this church view from Barstool kind of town? Bible. do I hang around? In this church you or Barstool kind of town? Yeah, I need to get out of this church you or Barstool kind of town.
I'm Tuff Edom with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio.